Welcome to Honest Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Sally Williams, and I am so happy that you have joined me today. Well, we're finally here to 2016. Happy New Year, everyone. I must tell you, I am just so excited to be in the new year. Last year, of course, may have been challenging for you as well as it was for me in a lot of aspects, but I will tell you what, I'm glad to have been able to make it over into the new year. And I am so excited that you have joined me and that we're going to be moving forward with a lot more information and a lot more time to reflect. So let's get busy. Many of you may be like me, making New Year's resolutions. It's fun to kind of put down your goals and objectives for the year. But what we must do is make them realistic. And if you remember, I have on my website the Behavioral Change Smarter Goals Strategies form. I encourage you to take a look at that form, as it will help you strategize and put together viable goals that you can utilize and actually get accomplished. You see, it's one thing to say you're going to do something, but if you don't have a strategy in place in order to do it, it's a little difficult to put forth the effort for long periods of time. The acronym SMART stands for S for specific, M for measurable, A for obtainable or action-oriented steps, R for relevant, and T for time-sensitive. I also added two more letters to the SMART acronym, E and R. And the E stands for examples of effort, and R for rules to be used. I created a podcast that goes over this particular acronym in more depth. If you're interested in finding out more information about this particular podcast, go to my website on the resources page and click podcast button. When you click it, it will take you to iTunes, and there you can click on episode number 5, Smarter Goals. One of the things I plan to do this year is to listen more. My husband is always getting after me about not taking the time to really listen to what he has to say. And that's important for me to change. So that's one of the things I plan to work on this year. And I plan to use the strategies form to help me do that. You may have that same challenge with listening to someone. So what is an effective way to listen to someone? Well, one way is to concentrate on what the person is saying. When someone's talking to you, normally they're giving you their heart. What's inside of them, they want to share with you an intimate part of themselves, or perhaps they just want to have a conversation to get your opinion. It's important to understand that instead of us saying something in the middle of someone talking, we hold our thought, and that can be very, very challenging, especially with ladies. Women, when we get together, we thrive on energy when we talk. We enjoy conversations in which we all start to share our ideas with each other. And we don't necessarily wait until the other person is finished speaking. We get that charge when someone says something and all of a sudden we jump in. And I've noticed, especially with women that are extroverts, when we get together, it's all about sharing ideas, no matter how long, how short, and who jumps in. It's just fun to us. Men, on the other hand, may not feel the same way when they talk, especially with us ladies. They don't necessarily get the fact that we all have to talk at once or jump from subject to subject, so it can be a little frustrating. The bottom line is that listening requires understanding what the other person is attempting to say, processing it, and then maybe asking a question or two to assure that you're clear on what they've just stated. Again, this may take some time for you not only to concentrate on how to do it, but to form a viable habit on doing it consistently. That's where the Behavioral Change Smarter Goals Strategy Form can help you. The Behavioral Change Smarter Goals Strategy Form is a free form, and it's on my website. All you need to do is go to drsally.com, and that's dr-sally.com, and click over to my resources page, and there you'll find the definition for SMARTer goals, as well as the free form that's called Behavioral Change SMARTer Goal Strategy Form. Well, if you have been following me for a little while, you may have noticed that I took a break for several months, and it was intentional. The reason why is because I just finished up my last book entitled Parental Survival Guide for Anyone. And I'm going to start talking about the book to kind of give you a little idea about what's in it. I'm going to share with you information about your responsibilities as a parent, the importance of self-care, feeling guilty for taking time for yourself, time management skills, dating and love relationships, and also for those of you that have small children and may have found that your love life has changed, I'm going to share with you from the topic, Marriage Bed Dead. Oh yeah, it's going to be some fun talking to you about a lot of the different pieces of the book. But the most important thing is I want you to give me your questions and share with me your ideas and some of the challenges you may be facing. It's called Parental Survival Guide for Anyone because it not only covers those that are single, but it covers those that are married and those that are parenting in any aspect and may be having some type of challenge along the way. Yes, parenting is a beautiful thing. I enjoyed being a mother of three children when they were small. Now they're grown and gone. I love to say that. And I have two grandchildren. But I know the challenges that are faced with parenting. And so I wanted to address just a couple of the topics. And they're not all the topics that are available, but there are a couple that I thought were some of the things that I had to face. I look forward to hearing from you as well regarding some of the things you may be facing as parents. As for now, I just want to say thank you again for listening to the podcast today and to starting your new year off with me. I look forward to sharing the rest of the year with you, getting your questions and gaining more insight into what it is you need from me as a life coach. And I'm very excited. I hope you are too, as this year should bring a lot of great things. Not going to concentrate on the negative. We're going to concentrate on the positive as much as possible. Thank you again for joining me today. I look forward to you coming back again on the next podcast. May God bless you and your family richly in this brand new year. Bye-bye now.